Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, the 4th of January, here in 2021. And I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And I want to thank you for tuning in. However you found out about us, wherever you're tuning in from, whatever country you may be in whatever time zone you may be on, whether it's early in the morning where you are, late at night, in the afternoon, whatever. Glad you've tuned in and found us, found me, because, hey, if you found me, if you found this program, I trust that it is not by accident that you found us, because in my mind, why would you want to feel sorry for tuning into this program? Because I got the answers that you're looking for. The answers from God, that is. I got the Word of God. We have the Word of God on this program. And as I said, yes, we do talk about sports and what have you here on this program at times. And so that's good. But at the same time, a good thing. It's always a good thing when God's on our side. It really is. And of course, when he's with us, we don't have to fear anything else. And there was, start off with a few things that you can do at the start of this year, because this year is still in its very extreme early stages. We're still in the first week of the year. And you say, what are some things that I can do to start off the year right? Well, if you're wondering that, folks, I'm glad you asked, because there are some things that I can tell you that you can do. One thing that you can do, you haven't started it, and hopefully you do this, is fast and pray. Yes, I said the F-A-S-T fast word on the air. Yes, I did. But you don't necessarily have to do this water-only fast and make yourself hungry for, like, you know, 30, 40 days. Hunger in itself doesn't move God. If it did move God, then instead, what you can do is you can give up something of pleasant bread. You say, what's pleasant bread? Well, to everyone, pleasant bread is different. For one person, it might be their favorite sweets. For another person, it might be salty snacks, could be that frappuccino from Starbucks, could be whatever it is. It doesn't always have to be food. Maybe it's a certain football game you were going to watch, but now you won't watch it. Now you're going to choose not to watch it and fast instead and pray. But find something at the start of the year, something of pleasant bread, and fast it. And pray. And say, what do you want to pray? You want me to pray? What should I be praying, Miracle Man? Well, you should be praying, you know, over the year, and pray for those you love for the year. You know, pray over your country if you live outside of the country. And by the way, you know, pray over the government. And by the way, in this country, our country needs prayer. Our government needs prayer. Oh, yes. I'm serious. They really do. And we need to curse this overreach that's been going on. And curse COVID and all that. Yeah, do all that. But also, you got to take some time and pray over yourself. Pray over yourself. You say, really? You want me to pray over myself? Yeah, I do. By praying over yourself from time to time, you're not being selfish. You're letting God know what you're believing for you. Especially if you're putting things down on your list, your resolution list for the new year that involve being closer to God. And you can ask God to help you with those certain things. And so pray over yourself, please. Between praying for others and calling those you love healed and all that kind of stuff. And all those things are good, but you got to get to that place where you seek God for you. For you. Amen. Now, this week, a couple other things that I really want you to be praying about. One is for the U.S. military. Please keep them in your prayer. Please, 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 please. Just this past week, you had a couple hundred people fired from the U.S., discharged from the U.S. military because they would not take a certain vaccine. Really. All over a vaccine. Which, by the way, if you took it, then may only the good come from it. If you didn't take it, then may you have favor with God. You say, I also want to ask you to please pray for those who work in the medical field. And not just those in the hospitals, but health providers. Because right now, in the medical field, the doctors, the hospitals, it's not easy right now. And I can't say that they're all being treated the way they should be. I can't say that they are. And please keep them in your prayers. That God use them. And that God's hand is upon them. So that they do the right things that they're supposed to be doing. And you can say about doctors and nurses and surgeons and such, whatever you want, you know, but the way I look at it, God can use doctors. God uses doctors. God uses nurses. God uses surgeries and the surgeons. He uses those hands to, you know, administer the medicine. And it's totally okay and good to believe in miracles and still trust doctors and nurses and surgeons and nurse practitioners and anesthesiologists and all those who are involved when you seek out medical attention. Because some of your listeners may know this, I've taught on this before, but when God does miracles, see, many times what God uses is what's called the recovery system. And oftentimes that recovery system can include medicine, which, by the way, when you take medicine, pray over that stuff, please. Please pray over that stuff. You know, it's an amazing thing. I've heard before, my pastor, Dr. Barclay, mentioned this before, years ago, but I can guarantee you, I can just about guarantee you that it's still true today. But I can remember quite a few years ago, like 20 years ago or so, my pastor had heard someone say, I wasn't there when pastor heard this other person say it, but he mentioned it on the pulpit, and he said, I heard this certain pastor mention this to me, and he said, now isn't this something, Dr. Barclay, that Christians pray over the food package, but they won't pray over the medicine bottle? Over the medicine, the pill from the bottle, when they pop the top and get their water, you know, to take their medicine. And they'll pray over the food, but they won't pray over their meds. And chances are what's in those meds could be more dangerous than what's in the food. Of course, assuming the food, you know, isn't spoiled or anything like that. But if we can pray over the food, bless our food, we should certainly be praying over our medicine when we take it. And believe God that only the best, only the good stuff comes from it. Oh, you're a wordy man tonight. Yeah, I know it. But I'm taking time to help you. But nonetheless, so yeah, we want to pray over our military, our government, and also pray for those in the medical field. As that's something that you can be focusing on as you fast and pray this week. And hopefully you've chosen some things to fast. And it's good if you want to fast some things for health reasons. You know, that can be good. But ultimately, why you should fast ultimately should be for spiritual reasons. And if you want to know something wild, listeners, is stress. So many Christians have never fasted for spiritual reasons a day in their life. But the thing is fasting is a great way to put the flesh under. And tell the flesh, no, you're not going to rule me all year long. You're not going to have authority over me all year long. Tell me where to go. And so, I don't know what you're thinking, but I'm trying to help you. That's what I've been doing these last few minutes. For this show, I want you to believe God, that God at least doubles, at the very least doubles the amount of listeners that tune into the show this year compared to what used to. Now, I would love to go beyond that, but at least double, because I feel in my spirit that this year is the year of double. 2022. In my mind, that means the year of double. So be believing God for that. And, of course, the more people who listen to the show, the best thing that comes out of that is the more souls that can be won for Jesus. Because after all, people is the only thing we can take with us to heaven. Your mask, you know, your face diaper, whatever you want to call it, that you would be wearing, that thing won't go to heaven with you. Whatever sweets you enjoy or salty snacks or whatever, they might be in heaven, but you ones that are down here, you can't take those bags or whatever with you to heaven. You say, well, Miracle Man, do you think those things will be in heaven? Yeah, I do, totally. I honestly do. But... All right, nonetheless, a couple things I want to mention before we get into a few songs and then our word for the evening, which, by the way, if you were not on this program last night, we discussed a couple things I see for this year. There will be other things that will be added on Monday night when I come back after the, I predict, prophecy preview from Mark T. Buckley, which Dr. Buckley will read to us on Thursday night. And I'll expound on some of those things. No, I'm not going to give you the whole prophecy preview, but I'll give you some things that hit home to me to help you. And also, if you want to hear it live on Thursday night, you'll be able to go to marktbarclay.com, live.marktbarclay.com on Thursday night starting at 7 will be the our midweek service. You'll be able to tune in to the church service, and then hear what the prophet of God has to say about the new year. And I don't know what all he has to say. I don't know. But I know this. I'm ready. And so now, about the word, we're doing a series now on the book of Acts, because one of the things I felt for this year is that it was going to be the year of the book of Acts, the continuation of the book of Acts. He said, Dr. Arnold Brown had said a continuation of the Book of Acts, but I want to see this in our lives even more so than what it was last year. So what I'm going to be doing is going through the entire Book of Acts. Now, last week on Wednesday, I read to you from Acts 1 and 2. I kind of jumped the gun on it because at that moment I was just thinking, oh, I'll just do it for the one night thing. But then after that, you know, when the new year hit, I was thinking in my mind, you know, even yesterday and Sunday, I was thinking, you know, this is supposed to be a series. And you go through all the different chapters of the Book of Acts and discuss them and what happened. And there's places in there where people like Stephen took a stand, made a stand, and we'll be talking about that. And so it's going to be awesome. Tonight we'll be looking at Acts 3 and 4. All right. Now, a couple quick things I want to mention to you real quick. Sorry about that. Just going to take a little slug of water. Okay, we're good. But what I want you to take note of, real quick, like, is you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about our book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life and how gracious God has been and how my life has really been a testimony. Think about that. My life has been a testimony. All of our lives should be a testimony. And if you were born into a Christian home and never really walked away from God and stayed clean and pure, and of course, the Bible says, you know, all men have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but if for the most part you've been good and holy and, you know, that's a testimony. That really is a testimony. Testimony doesn't always have to be, I was born into a Christian home, but then I got into alcohol and drugs as a teenager, and then later on I found God again and got saved, and maybe not got saved, but rededicated my life to Jesus. Or maybe you were one that wasn't saved until you got older and you were not born into a Christian home. Hey, not all testimonies have to be like that. No. Sometimes the best testimonies can be the ones where you stayed the course and stayed delivered. But you see, Jesus healed me of so many different things. Cancer, when I was 2, cancer of the colon lining. He healed my immune system. That when I was very young, extremely young, it was extremely weak. He healed my kidneys. He healed my hands from warts. He healed me of seizures and other things. You can go online to the website Rivers of Miracles, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book, how you can get the book, how the book can be a blessing to you. to your life, how you can be a blessing to someone else with the book if you've read it. Amen. So please go to that website and check out that resource. The other thing I want to mention to you is our PayPal. If this show has been a blessing into your life, and I honestly pray that it has been a blessing for you, you can go online to the website, Rivers of Miracles. No, you can go online to paypal.com, and in the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. S-H-U-K-L-A. And keep in mind that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla are capitalized. Also, please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. And when you sow a seed into the Miracle Man show, when you sow a seed into the program, you're not just helping us keep going. What you're sowing into fertile ground. You're sowing into fertile ground. And when you sow a seed into the program, it's great to think in your mind and even write down, what am I sowing this seed for? What do I want God to do for me as a result of me sowing my seed? And so because, you know, the farmer goes out to sow his seed. Some seed falls among the path. Others fall in rocky pit. You know, it falls on the path. The birds of the air eat it up. Some fall in rocky places, but then no root. Others sow in somewhere else. And then the other seed sows seed into the good ground. It brings forth a crop, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some even 100-fold what was sown. And so, praise God, it's an awesome thing. But the verse I want you to sow with in your mind tonight, if you're going to sow a seed, is where it says here, give, and it shall be given unto you. Give. Not tithe, and it shall be given unto you, even though the Bible, you know, you tithe that 10% off, you know, you tithe, the tithe is 10%. The tithe is the Lord's already. It doesn't become the Lord's, nor is it the Lord's until you don't pay it. And then suddenly it becomes yours. Nope. The tithe is the Lord's. Period. And it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Luke 6:38. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. I don't know about you, but to me, running over doesn't sound like no little bit. That means my cup runneth over. That means heaps. Heaps. That means abundance. Not just enough. Amen. May God bless you as you sow your seed into this radio program. And now we're going to get into your songs, and then we're going to pray and get into the word of the Lord. That is in my heart. And so, they said, we're going to sing a couple songs first. Lord, I want more of you. Living water rain down on me. Lord, I need more of you. Living breath of life, come fill me up. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. Lord, I want more of you. Holy Spirit, rain down on me. Lord, I need more of you. Living breath of life, come fill me up. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher, and higher to you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher, and higher to you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher, and higher to you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher, and higher to you. We but you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other, reaches to me. You are my hope, hope like no other, my hope like no other, reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other, reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the sky. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the sky. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other, reaches to me. You are my hope, hope like no other, hope like no other, reaches to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his presence go before you, and behind you, and beside you, all around you, and within you. He is with you, he is with you, in your coming, in your going, in your going. You're weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 Yes. Amen. 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 May his favor be upon you and your thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his presence go before you, and behind you, and beside you, all around you, and within you. He is with you, he is with you, in the morning, in the evening, in your coming, in your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, 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 is for you. Yes. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you are for us. You are with us. Your blessing is upon us. Your blessing is on our life. It's great to serve you, Master. It's great to serve you. It's great that you are our God. Thank you, Lord God, that we can trust you because you are with us. You are for us in our coming and our going, no matter what we're facing. You're there for us. And I give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory for that tonight. And thank you, Lord God, for every one of these listeners who has tuned into the program tonight. Thank you that as we open up the Word of God tonight, that these people receive something from you tonight and from your Word. And that this Word will permeate them. And it'll just get right in there. And that they'll receive whatever it is that they're believing for from you tonight. Whatever it is that they're expecting. And I pray that they're expecting something from you. And Lord God, I just thank you this evening that you are quickening us. You're healing our bodies. You're strengthening our minds. You're just right there with us. And you're helping us as we go through the battles of life. And I thank you, Lord God, for that, and for your moving on our behalf, for us, in us, through us, helping us. And I thank you, Master, and I praise you for that in advance, in your matchless name. And now make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come in. Thank you that we have huge amounts of increases of listeners coming into this program. And most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming in to your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Let's make our Bible confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what the Word says I can have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. It is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, please, in your Bible to the book of Acts chapter 3. Hallelujah. Acts 3. And we'll see what the Lord has for us tonight. While you're going there, I got to say something. This is kind of funny, actually, but I love it when my pastor has said this over the years. I haven't heard him say this in a while, but he used to say from time to time, there's two sounds that a pastor loves to hear. One of them is pages turning. The other is checks being ripped out of checkbooks. I love that whenever you would say that. In other words, be a participator. Don't just sit there and watch. Pay attention, focus. Please. So, Acts 3, I'm going to begin with verse 1. One day, Peter and John were going up into the temple at the time of prayer. In the ninth hour, at 3 in the afternoon. Now, a man who was crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to sit and beg from those who were going into the temple courts. And when he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for alms. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention. He was expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I not." In other words, I don't have silver and gold. But what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up. Instantly, the man's feet and ankle bones became strong. And he jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and leaping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with awe and amazement at what had happened to him. Verse 11. While the beggar held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. And when Peter saw this, he said to them, "Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if our own power or our godliness, we had by our own power godliness, that we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant, Jesus, and handed him over to be killed. And you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed," turn in the page, "you killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him. And you can all see, as you can all see now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders. But this is how God fulfilled what we had foretold through all the prophets, saying that was Christ would suffer. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. And that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Christ who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. And Moses said, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like men from among your own people. You must listen to everyone who he tells you. Anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from among his people. Indeed, all the prophets from Samuel on, as many as have spoken, have foretold these days. And you are heirs of the prophets and of the covenant God made with your fathers. He said to Abraham, through your offspring, all peoples on earth will be blessed. Even God raised up his servant, that he sent him first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways. Chapter 4. Now the priests and the captain of the temple, God and the Sadducees, which, by the way, it was Sadducee. The God and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed, and the number of men who grew to about 5,000. The next day, the rulers, elders, teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there, and so were Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and the other men of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what power or what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, he said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple, and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. He is not a stone your builders rejected, which has become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else. And there is no other name under heaven given by men that we must be saved. When they saw the courage of Peter and John, they realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men. They were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing that they could say. So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin, and they conferred together. What are we going to do with these men? They asked. Everybody living in Jerusalem knows that they have done an outstanding miracle. And we cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn these men not to speak any longer to anyone in this name. Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God, for we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." In other words, he's saying we can't help it. After further threats, they let them go. And they could not decide how to punish them because all the people were praising God for what had happened. For the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. "Sovereign Lord," they said, "You made the heaven and the earth. And the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why did the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant, Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided, to hand him happen. Now, Lord, consider their thoughts and enable your servant to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus." After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. No. That was a lot. So we're going to... Now we're going to discuss what happened. So, first of all, Peter and John are going up to the temple to pray. At 3 in the afternoon, the ninth hour, so prayer time, so they go up there to pray. On their way to go up to that temple to pray, they see a man who is out there begging. He's asking for money. Thinking that money can help him with all his problems. And, yeah, we need money to live. Yeah, we do. You see, Peter and John had something so much better than money, than alms. They had something so much better. And they told him, in the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, rise up, walk. Because that man who was crippled was sitting there begging. Turned out he was over 40 years old. And he had been crippled since he was born. He didn't know how to walk. He didn't know walking. To him, he was just known being the lame guy. No, not lame like, you know, dumb, what have you. Lame as in he had never walked. They didn't even have wheelchairs, you know. He was being carried. He didn't know walking. He had never walked in his life. But first, Peter and John told him, sir, we'll call him Bartholomew. Bartholomew, look at us. I want you to look at us. So Bartholomew turns around, looks at him, gives him his attention, expecting to get something. They says, they say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up, walk. It didn't take no hours upon hours and upon hours upon hours of prayer. Instantly his feet, ankle bones become strong. He gets up to his feet. And at first he's having to hold on to Peter and John because he hadn't walked a day in his life, see. And he didn't want to fall back down and then have that all that happen. So they had to help him. But he was and they're walking, leaping, praising God. The people were in awe. The people were amazed. Oh, but then you see the Sadducees had to come in there and ruin it. Didn't those Sadducees ever have anywhere else to go? Didn't they ever have anywhere else to go? Why were they always there? Everywhere you would look that where there was a miracle, they had to be there to try to go after it. Everywhere. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. They were there and they were like, by what name do you do this? Who gave you this authority? Of course, all the people in the temple, they're all cheering. They're all praising God. They're all excited. They've seen a marvelous miracle take place. A man who was over 40 years old began to walk after being lame previously for his whole life. And then Peter and John talked to the people and mentioned to them, you know, they preached to them, talked to them about how, you know, men of Israel, and they talked about how the people had chosen Jesus to be crucified, even though Pilate was going to let him go. But then God had raised him up to the dead, from the dead. And then you know, many of these people end up getting saved. The place gets shaken. The people get set free. And, well, you know, but then Peter and John ended up getting put in the jail until the next day for what had happened. And then it got to where Peter and John were told, don't speak by the name, don't speak or preach anymore by the name of Jesus. You can't use that name around here anymore. That's what this crazy person, these crazy people told Peter and John. No, not the believers, these other people. And they're like, Peter, you know, these executives, like, Peter, James. I mean, Peter, John, no more speaking by the name of Jesus. Peter and John said, huh? What you talking about? They're like, that was basically their way of saying, you know what? We're not bowing. We're going to continue to speak in the name of Jesus, no matter what. Got to where they couldn't decide how to punish him. They couldn't decide how to punish him. And the people were praising God for what they had seen. And those people were proud of Peter and John. And you see what Peter and John did? Those two chapters that I read to you, not only did they heal, did the man get healed, did Bartholomew get healed, but they ended up taking a stand. They took a stand for what they believed in. They took a stand for Jesus. You see, sometimes, like, you look at Dr. Rodney Howard Brown down there in Tampa, Florida. For example, he opened his church up when there was a stay-at-home order in Tampa, Florida. And the next day after he had opened his church, he ended up getting arrested. But guess what? He was at peace. He knew that God was going to help him. He thought he was going to be in there for a super long time. I'm not sure if he'd ever be back. But it was only 45 minutes. And they were told, you know what? You're free to go. They let him out of jail. He goes home. 3 days later, everything was reversed. He was told he could meet again. But he couldn't because there were, you know, threats, you know, that had to be sorted out and all that. But you see, ever since, you know, like, you know, 2020, they've been taking a stand at that church. And even though they've only been meeting in person 6 nights of the week, and then on Saturday they re-air on YouTube and social media the stand from, like, the previous Sunday. But they're taking the stand every day. They're taking the stand for those around the world who can't stand. There are people around the world still in many countries where they cannot have church. They cannot gather together freely in church and worship our God. Peter and John took a stand for God. They took a stand for God. They took a stand. So not only did they perform a miracle through Jesus, ultimately it was Jesus who healed, but he used Peter and John. But they also took a stand for what they believed in, which was Jesus. So the question becomes, they try to persecute you. Are you going to take a stand or are you going to bow? Are you going to take a stand or are you just going to bow to the pressure? That becomes a question. What are you going to do in the time of persecution? What are you going to do when trouble hits? What are you going to do? You going to make a stand? I hope you are. Because the way I see it, Book of Acts people take a stand. They stand up for what they believe in. They don't just, you know, let things happen. Later on, the Book of Acts, a couple chapters later, we'll see Stephen. Now, some people say Stephen, and it's spelled S-T-E-P-H-E-N in the Bible, but I always say Stephen. Because in my mind, it's not Stephen, it's Stephen. But nonetheless, Stephen was another great guy. And he stood up. He made a stand. He is another great godly example to follow. We have those times. And you say, Miracle Man, do you think persecution around the world will increase this year compared to what it has been? Yes, I honestly do. Also, the Bible says that those who live godly will suffer persecution, not those who live ungodly. Those who live godly will suffer persecution. Here in America, you know, we've had people who might ridicule, you know, for what church we go to or whatever, and or might say, oh, your church is money hungry or whatever, and certain people like that. But at the same time, many of those people don't necessarily, you know, mock us. But they'll go after him. But the Bible says, you know, those who live godly will suffer persecution, not those who live ungodly. And so I'm sure there'll be more persecution this year. But and let me tell you this. If you are here after the rapture, hopefully you won't be. I don't plan to be here after the rapture. Sorry, just checking my time. I plan to be here during the... I do not plan to be here after the rapture. I plan to be ready when the trumpet blows with that voice of the archangel. I plan to be caught up together with him in the clouds. That's my plan. But if you miss the rapture, what will happen is they'll start rounding up Christians, and they'll ask them, are you a Christian? And you have to make a choice. Say, no, I'm not a Christian. Or you say, you know, well, I don't know. I don't know this Jesus at all. I'm going to deny Jesus. For that, you will go to hell forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Hell lasts for as long as heaven. If you say, yes, I know that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Do with me what you're going to do. But I know Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And I love Jesus. If I was that person still here after the rapture, I would take the bullet for Jesus. I would take that bullet. And I'd basically say, just go ahead and kill me right now. I'm ready. You do that, see, you'll go to heaven. You'll go to heaven to be with Jesus. But hopefully you won't be here after the rapture. You'll be ready to go. Because I tell you, the 7 years of tribulation, it's not going to be pretty. You know, there's people on the earth right now who think we're in the tribulation. No, we're not in the 7 years of tribulation, but we're in the time of sorrows, but we're not in the tribulation. In the tribulation, the church won't exactly be here. Heavenly Father, thank you, Jesus, for your word tonight. Thank you for these listeners. Thank you that we'll put this word into practice, that will make a stand for you, Jesus. We'll make sure that people know about you, who you are and what you are to us. And that when it gets tough, when the persecution comes, when the pressure comes, that we'll stand up for what we believe in and not just bow, be cowardly. Help us to be bold, Lord Jesus, and not cowardly, but rather to stand up for what we believe in. And now, Lord God, I take a moment to pray over these listeners right now who are battling in their bodies. I thank you, Lord God, that whatever it is that's plaguing our bodies right now leaves us right now. I curse all infirmity, whether we talk about blindness, deafness, whether we talk about cancer, heart issues, lung issues, liver issues, back issues, leg issues, and all that. I curse that stuff right now. I curse every infirmities in the respiratory tract. Cold, flu, COVID. And while I'm on, in COVID, I pray that you will die right now in our bodies in the name of Jesus. And while you're on it, Jesus, I pray right now that you're healing us. You're healing our bodies right now. You're strengthening our immune systems. And thank you that you're also healing our minds. And I give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for what you're doing in us. Right here, right now. In your matchless name, we pray. Amen. And amen and amen. And so, I don't know about you listeners, but I enjoyed that teaching tonight. I hope that I helped you. I honestly hope that I helped you, because this is not a time to be wimpy. This day that we live in is a time to be Book of Acts loud for what we believe in. To not just be dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. And folks, we'll be back at it again tomorrow. Same time, same place, 6:30 tomorrow night. Come back. Until next time, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. Remember to tell somebody about Jesus. So long, everybody.